And we're joined in our remaining moments this hour by Gary Pomerantz, a historian, journalist, and Stanford University lecturer, author of 6 nonfiction books on topics ranging from history to sports to civil rights. And his latest book is The Last Pass, Cousy Russell, the Celtics, and What Matters in the End. And this is about the most famous dynasty in the history of sport, the Boston Celtics, who won title after title during the Russell years, 11 championships and 13 seasons. And Gary Pomerantz, you know the story well, and it all began with a guy named Bob Cousy.
Yes, it did. And, you know, it's really a book about what matters in the end. It's you look back to that dynasty, and Bill Russell and Bob Cousy were the Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig of the dynasty. And it's hard to believe that now Cousy is 90 years old, Russell is 84. And, Bob Cousy is rare in America as a 90-year-old white man who's reconsidering race and how it played out in his life. The title of the book, The Last Pass, refers to a letter of apology that Cousy sent to Russell just 2.5 years ago.
Well, it is amazing that these two gentlemen came from different backgrounds. Russell was born in Louisiana, grew up in California, but he is a native of Monroe. Cousy from another part of the country, and yet they found a way to make it happen at a time when segregation was rampant in the United States.
You know, on the court, they were just perfectly interlocking pieces. Russell with the rebound and the snap outlet pass to Cousy, and Cousy with his razzle-dazzle, the so-called Houdini of the hardwood, dribbling behind his back and throwing no-look passes. But, you know, they weren't very close as teammates. They were teammates for 7 seasons, not just any seasons. They won 6 NBA championships in those 7 seasons. The one they didn't get, they lost to Bob Pettit, the Bombardier from Baton Rouge.
That's right.
Who was just a great, great basketball player. But, you know, if you put it on the civil rights timeline, Jim, Cousy and Russell were teammates in those years between the end of the Montgomery bus boycott and Dr. King's March on Washington address. And, they were certainly cordial, but never a deeper friendship. And now Cousy has regrets. He regrets that he did not speak out against the racism that Russell was facing in Boston and around the NBA. He regrets that as captain of the team, he didn't pull Russell aside in the locker room or anywhere else privately just to say, Russ, I've got your back. And it's important to know that Cousy was seen as one of the good guys by the league's early African-American players. He roomed in 1950 with the first black player drafted by an NBA team, Chuck Cooper from Duquesne, and they developed a lifelong friendship. But we know this. Great athletes, when they grow old, tend to embellish and burnish the stories they tell about themselves. Mm-hmm. But that's what makes Cousy so unusual. He's not doing that. He's not gilding any lilies. He's saying, this is who I was, and it's his final declaration. I should have done more.
Was Cousy, a listener asked, a precursor to Pete Maravich?
Of course, yes. You know, Press Maravich, Pete's father, liked to say Cousy never had any of Pete's moves. Well, Pete Maravich, with all due respect, never had any of Cousy's 6 NBA championships. And Pete Maravich, a great, great ball player. But these guys were theatrical, and that's where Cousy lives today, not just in Worcester, Mass., but in the soul of today's game. And every wraparound pass or crossover dribble or no-look pass or any imaginative move that today's players make, there's a little bit of Cousy flowing through it.
And both of these men, I'm sure, took great delight in that during the 7 years they were together, Wilt Chamberlain never won a title.
Right. And, you know, in the end, this is Russell's Everest, 11 NBA championships Russell won, and Wilt, though a great individualist and stylist as a player, only won 2. And, I mentioned the letter that Cousy wrote to Russell 2.5 years ago. I interviewed Cousy 53 times over the course of 2.5 years. I've never interviewed someone 53 times before. And Cousy was an amazing interview subject in that he was emotional. He was intense. He was all in, just as he had been as a player. But as we were working on this book, flashpoints in American race relations were playing out on Cousy's TV screen in Worcester, from Trayvon Martin and the rise of Black Lives Matter, Ferguson, and to Cousy, every time he thinks of race, he returns to Russell. Russell becomes almost like a mirror to Cousy. He looks at Russell and sees all the things he said and did as captain of a team, of the Celtics, but also all the things that Cousy did not say or do as captain of the Celtics. And that's what stirs his conscience and his regrets. So in February of 2016, Bob Cousy did what he often does. He pulled out a sheet of paper and a pen, and he wrote a letter, a mea culpa letter, a letter of apology to Bill Russell, saying that he wished he'd done more. He wished he'd reached out, but he wasn't a reach-out kind of guy, and he regrets that, and he apologized for it. He also enclosed the book Between the World and Me by Ta-Nehisi Coates, a searing portrait of race in America, and he sent that letter off to Russell.
It's All in the Last Pass from Gary Pomerantz, who's a fabulous sports writer. Russell won 11 titles and won two NCAA titles at the University of San Francisco. Has he gotten his just due?
Well, you know, it's interesting because back in the day of Cousy and Russell, all the white sports writers in Boston and at the dailies in Boston at that time, they were all white. They said it was Cousy's team. It wasn't, unless it was Cousy's team and Russ's sport. Bill Russell won five NBA Most Valuable Player Awards. He won 11 NBA championships. And in 2011, sort of the capstone to his epic life, and now Russell is 84, Barack Obama presented him with the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is the American equivalent of knighthood. So, yes, he's gotten his due.
Thank you, Gary Pomerantz, and congratulations on the last pass. It's been a pleasure.
Good to talk.